Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. Why we call it a supernatural relationship is because your spiritual relationship with God is already done. It's complete, and you're enjoying it right now. So the problem is not your spiritual relationship with God. It's your supernatural relationship with your spirit. It's within you and with God. It's amazing when we talk about our knowing Him, and when we leave out parts of our being, whether it's our body or our soul, we are denying ourselves a full relationship with Him. So we want to embrace the supernatural realm. If you need a refresher on that, we have the chart link up on the site on the profile page to review the natural realm, the supernatural realm, and the spiritual realm. Your soul, mind, will, and emotions function in the supernatural realm. All supernatural means is above the natural. Just as you have natural characteristics, physical characteristics about your body functions in the natural realm, you also have soulical characteristics that function in the supernatural realm. We also can refer to your soul as functioning within you, yourself, in the soulical arena. Soulical and supernatural, for the most part, are very similar, except we refer to an individual's soulical realm as consisting of your own individual's mind, will, and emotions. The supernatural realm refers to the entire environment. In other words, your soulical realm and my soulical realm exist within the supernatural realm. So you have your little area, I have my little area, and the plane of existence is the supernatural realm. And why that's important is because we're not alone on that supernatural realm. Any other soulical being, supernatural being, also exists on that supernatural realm. So the other areas that the other beings are like angels and demons and any other critters. Animals have souls. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're all equal. It just means that they have mind, will, and emotion. And we've got a problem where we think that because we refer to these beings as soulical beings, that they need to be saved, that God is going to extend salvation to them. And we look at angels and demons and ghosts and aliens and animals and whatever, Bigfoot, whatever you want to put in there, anything that has a mind, a will, and emotions has a soul and exists on that soulical realm in the supernatural. We, because of our beliefs, think that anything that has a soul can be saved, can experience salvation. Here's the big distinction between our soulical being and other soulical beings, is for you and I, that is not who we are. You and I are spirit beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. Other soulical beings do not have that spiritual component. They don't need to be saved because they are exactly what God intended them to be. God made angels and demons and ghosts and animals as soulical beings. You and I in Adam were created as spirit beings, spirit, soul, and body. But through the process of time of God bringing us, for his purpose of bringing us into greater relationship, we died in our spirit and had to be reborn in our spirit. So when we say that he saved our soul, he did that by regenerating our spirit. Your soul really wasn't, enlivened. It now has access to what was originally intended to give life, but you're not a soulical being. You're a spirit being. So hopefully that will clarify and set up how we're going to relate as far as our new identity is concerned. As a spirit being, it doesn't make you less functional in the soulical realm. It gives you more opportunity, more authority, more responsibility over both the soulical and the natural realms, the supernatural and natural realms. Since you are now a spirit being, you have authority and responsibility over the supernatural realm and the natural realm. Our job while here on Earth is to learn how to function in that authority and responsibility. So we evaluate and look at and change our beliefs where necessary regarding the supernatural realm. There's so much we have to learn or relearn about the supernatural realm. But experiencing the supernatural should be a normal aspect of every believer's life. In fact, it already is, but our senses have not become tuned to what the Lord is already doing in the spiritual, supernatural, and natural realms. This is where learning to wait on Him and develop that quietness and that awareness of His constant presence and learning how to go to Him to understand, to be taught, Lord, what do I do here? Lord, what is your purpose here? Is this something I'm supposed to take authority over? And so we recognize that He is teaching each one of us how to rule and reign over the supernatural and natural realms now. It's not something we're to put off. It's our project now. Then He gives us specific projects, and He focuses us individually and uniquely on skills, on purposes and plans that He has for each one of us individually. So we want to learn to hear Him individually. And really, if you can't hear Him for yourself, we really have no business hearing Him for someone else. Start with yourself. Test Him for yourself. Now, sometimes He's gracious and He blesses others through us. but we do want to test what we're giving out. If it's not working for you, why are you sharing it? So we want to have that confidence that our belief in him is based on experience, not hope. Your hopes have all been fulfilled already in your spirit. It's you are now working out which you have already received in your spirit. So by learning to wait on him, learning to hear his voice and cultivate a quiet lifestyle, we provide an environment for the Lord to reveal to each one of us what is already happening around us now. Now remember, what's happening around you now? You're in not just the natural realm, you're also existing right now in the supernatural and the spiritual realm. You just don't know about it. And to use another example, we all know that there are different light ranges that you and I, with our natural eyes, only see like 1/1,000th of the light that is out there. And when you look, when you see, when you perceive anything, it's all from light rays. You're not really seeing the object. You're seeing an interpretation of light waves. Your brain is interpreting light waves. And those light waves are reflected off surfaces. So did you ever wonder why you can't see in the dark? Those objects are still there. Your eyes are still working perfectly well. But in the dark, there are no light waves to be bouncing off those objects to go into your eye, which are then interpreted in your brain and tells you what you're seeing from experience. So it's not that your eyes change their function in the dark, or those objects change their appearance or their reflectivity in the dark. It's there's an absence of light in the dark. And it's light which makes us able to see. Well, likewise, in the supernatural realm, just because you're not seeing objects and other beings and a different reality, a realm of reality, doesn't mean it's not there. It also doesn't mean you don't have the ability to see. It's just there's a lack of connection between the two, that you can bring more light into your room by spending time with God. He's the one we talk about lifting the veil that separates the light from our spirit with our soul. As more light is brought into our soul, we relearn how to see. When you were just a little baby, you didn't see everything. Your eyes had to learn how to work. Now you don't think about it, okay, I need to see that. Some of us need to put on glasses to modify our focus, and maybe we'll get into that sometime. But the point is that the light is there, the object is there, and your eyes are there. In the supernatural realm, it's only over time that the light is that hindrance. The light is coming from your spirit because your spirit's already plugged in to the light, which is God. So your light is coming from your spirit, and your ability, your skill to perceive the supernatural realm will increase proportionately to how much time you spend with God, allowing Him to sharpen your senses, your soulical senses, your ability to see into the supernatural realm does not affect the supernatural realm. Let me expand on that just a little bit. When you go outside and you look at the sun and you see that there's clouds in the sky and there's trees and cars and grass and concrete, and you reach for the door to go back inside, and there's a doorknob, and you reach for it, and it opens. Now, before you looked at it, did it exist? When you go outside and you see the sun, did it all of a sudden come into being because you saw it? Does thinking about someone bring them into being? Does talking to someone, what's that old philosophy question? If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, of course it does. And of course the sun still exists whether you see it or not. Likewise, in the supernatural realm, just because you don't see things doesn't mean they're not there. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, you are dwelling in the supernatural realm with whatever's going on around you in the supernatural realm. Another way to look at this. Let's talk about your physical body. Regardless of how clean you keep it, how many times a day you wash, how long it's been since you took a shower, you have germs on and in your body. You just don't see them. Likewise, in the supernatural realm, you are being affected by what's going on in the supernatural realm. You're just not aware of it. But God wants you to become aware of it. This is just as you are learning to rule and reign over the natural realm. You are going to learn how to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. There's a lot of beliefs, misbeliefs, we will need to conquer. We are often have been told, for whatever reason, to not pursue knowing about angels and demons. Well, we're going to challenge a lot of those beliefs, but we're going to let God do it. He knows what you need to know at any given time. So our goal is just going to be, in a lot of ways, to discuss some of these things, to put them out on the table so you can talk to God about them. Our approach is that God is your teacher, not us. We're helping you locate the door to the classroom. We're helping you hear God when He talks to you about homework. We're assisting you in your coming to God so He can teach you and He can train you. We're not responsible for what you learn, but we want to encourage you to learn. So if what you believe doesn't line up right now, and God isn't talking to you about it, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Odds are, at some point down the road, he will deal with you about these things. But if not, that's fine. What is important is that you are depending on God for what you need. He may instead be dealing with you about wounds that need to be healed, choices you need to be making. For most of us, there's something in us that there's a draw that we want to know more about the supernatural realm, and we want to know more about our individual soulical skills and abilities. That desire is from God. He made you the way you are. He gave you those skills and those desires and those abilities. Our problem is when we try to develop them on our own and not in dependence on him. So a lot of what we're going to be doing is just talking about things so we can bring the topics out in the open. And we'll look at some processes, some procedures, some steps to take. That doesn't mean they're rock solid. This is not the only way to do any of this. It's a starting point. And I have always reserved the right to change my mind, to change the processes for me, and I expect you to do the same. These are guidelines. They're starting points. Because, again, what's important is that you are following and on God's plan. You're doing the homework he has assigned you. Because I don't want anything we're going to be doing to be a distraction from what he wants to be doing. Now, he's perfectly capable of multitasking. We aren't necessarily capable of that. So we do want to, in many ways, simplify our expectations. God's not in a hurry, and in your spirit, you aren't either. So that's always a red flag if you're feeling like you're behind, or you need to catch up, or you'll never catch up. You'll never get there. Those are not from God. He may want to talk to you about where that's coming from, but it may be a natural, normal response. So if it's not a big deal to you, don't let it become a distraction. Don't feel overwhelmed at all or challenged, but do be ready. Because he does want to talk to you at some point in time or another about developing your supernatural, your soulical skills. So by spending time with him, by allowing him to talk to us about what we believe and acknowledging that he is going to challenge some of our beliefs, we've given him an environment, an opportunity to express what he wants us to be learning. We've made him feel comfortable. We've showed up for class. He's going to teach us, and then he's going to give us homework. We're going to then test what we have learned to see if it works. We know by experience. We experience God by depending on him, by taking him up on what desires and direction he gives us. Because supernatural experiences are already occurring, we want to learn to be both observant and confident that God is providing both the training and the protection we need as we venture into any new experience. Now, this does not apply just to the supernatural, but the natural as well. When, for instance, if we are moving cross-country, we trust, because we have spent time with God and let him speak to us about whatever he chooses to, we can then make that move with confidence that he is going to lead us and guide us and protect us along the way. So this is not something we're going to be fearful about, but that lack of fear is not because there's not things to fear, but because we have heard from God. And then we know whatever happens is from him. Just as when we drive cross country, we know there are dangers out on the road. There's wacky drivers out there. We can have car problems. There can be weather issues. But we are aware of God protecting us. And so if he says, okay, I want you to don't stop at this rest area, go to the next one. We do it. We don't worry about, okay, well, what might have happened? We don't, okay, I want to see the news to see if something happened at that rest area. No, we just go about our business. And we're confident that along the way, God speaks to us. And that is part of the way he increases our ability, our solical senses, to perceive the supernatural realm. It's as we go. For instance, if there's an area in the supernatural realm that you've always been interested in, God is going to put you into situations where you'll need those senses. If we then go running from those experiences, we will not be able to develop those senses. It's not that he's going to develop a particular sense perfectly, wave a magic wand, and then you'll know how to deal with something, or you'll have a perfect perception of something. And this is really why so many people that have supernatural experiences misinterpret them, because they don't understand that their senses are not perceiving reality. It's blurry. And they've brought their own beliefs, their own expectations, and their own ideas about what they're seeing to drawing conclusions. So we want to not draw conclusions based on the first thing we see. Oh, this is how this works. You know, if I fast and pray, God will manifest an angel in my room. Well, maybe once. If God has said, I want you to fast and pray, and I'll manifest an angel in your room, and he does that, that's not the way to do it. It's because you responded and you did what God told you to do, not because that's how you manifest an angel in your room. So we learn the laws, the language, the cultural traditions, the challenges and dangers that describe the supernatural realm. You're not going to change that. You're not going to change the supernatural laws. You're going to have to learn them and overcome them. Because, again, you're a spirit being. You have authority over those laws. But before you can overcome them, you have to know them. And you know the laws of a new land by living there. None of us cares all that much about what laws another country, what traffic laws they have, until we go driving there. So depend on God. He will teach you and train you what you need to know. And we'll be getting back together, talking more about this next Thursday. On Saturday, we'll be getting back together again at 9 o'clock to continuing our Tithing versus Giving series. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great week.